Hello, everybody, and welcome to this very special edition of All Sports Best. I am happy to bring on the recipient of the All Sports Best scholarship, the very first one ever, Rachel Baggett. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And I'm just really excited to have you on because, for one, I'm very proud to present this scholarship. It's the first one we've ever done. Number one, and number two, from everything that you've been able to do as far as school and athletics goes, I'm just honored for you to be able to, you know, say that you got this scholarship. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to start off with your background, starting from an early age all the way to kind of where we are now and then get into your future. You were born in Georgia.
Yes.
And you grew up there. You've moved around quite a bit. Could you kind of explain, you know, where you were born and what you've done since then?
I was born in Georgia, and then I moved to Illinois for a few months, and then we moved back to Georgia, and then we moved out here to New Mexico. And then I moved to South Carolina to live with my dad for a few years, and it didn't work out, so I moved back to New Mexico.
Wow. So quite a traveler. What was that like to do that back and forth from school to school?
It was always interesting. I don't like being the new kid, but that's helped me. Whenever I see new kids, I always try and talk to them and make sure they're doing okay because I know how that feels.
Okay, so you know the new kid mentality. So just having some, did you have somebody kind of like yourself maybe help you get adjusted to places there every now and again or not always?
Yeah, I had a few people always, like, they always made sure that I was doing okay, invited me to eat lunch with them and stuff, so I had somewhere to go.
Okay, and okay, so you were born in Georgia. You lived there for a good chunk of your life so far. And Georgia Tech is a huge part of your family's fan base, right?
Yes, very big. My dad loves Georgia Tech.
And you said that one of the first songs you ever learned came from that, right?
Yeah, I learned the Georgia Tech fight song very early on.
Wow, okay. So you guys were trained to hate Georgia? Is that kind of one of the things you guys...
Yes, I was definitely trained to hate Georgia.
So your dad is a big sports fan.
Definitely.
What does he think and what has been his influence for you in swim?
He always was interested in, like, he came out to see me swim one time, which was really cool because he lived so far away. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, he always has supported me and stuff.
So when did you join swim?
I was on the swim club from fourth grade until seventh grade. And then eighth grade, I joined the swim team. And then I moved to my dad's. And then I came back and I rejoined the team in 11th grade.
So when did you actually learn to swim? Was it like crazy early age? Because actually swimming competitively in the fourth grade is a big deal.
I learned how to swim when I was little, but I only learned how to swim competitively in fourth grade.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool. So why swim?
I'm not very good. I don't have a lot of balance.
Okay.
So it was very hard for me to do sports on land. And I tried soccer and t-ball. And then my mom got me into swimming because she had a friend whose daughter was on the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so did it kind of start out as a social thing?
No, my mom just wanted me to be in a sport. Well, oh, yeah. Okay. She wanted me to be in a sport so I would talk to more people, and it worked.
Okay, so as far as swim goes, and I know this is kind of a personal question for me to know, but how long can you hold your breath underwater?
I don't know, about a good amount of time. I mean... It's hard to tell sometimes because you're doing different strokes.
So give or take, like, over or under a minute if you're not moving?
Definitely under a minute. I'm not that good.
Under a minute? Oh, okay. Okay, so what events did you participate in high school?
I was in the... Wait, you mean swimming wires, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did the 100 breaststroke, the 50 free, the 200 yard free. I was in two relays, the... 200 yard free where each person swam a 50. Mm-hmm. And then I was in the 200 medley relay and I swam the breaststroke leg.
Okay. So with those relays and being able to actually participate in a team effort, you know, what was that like for us? Well, as far as chemistry goes,
swimming's really, it's different because you're on a team, but it's like an individual team. Mm. So you want to support your teammates and cheer them on and stuff. But at the end of the day, you want to do your best and you support them too, but it's all about your times. So it's just interesting. My team did become my family. I became their mom, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
So you became the leader, essentially.
Yeah, I was captain for my junior and senior year.
Okay, very cool. Awesome. So you joined and then automatically you just became captain?
Yeah, the coach really liked me. So.
Oh, that's very cool.
And I tried to step up because there wasn't a senior on the team in my junior year. So I tried to step up and make sure everyone was doing okay. And just, I wasn't mean.
Right.
I just made sure that everyone was doing okay and they always had food and water and were doing what they're supposed to.
Wow. So that really is the definition of a team mom right there.
Yeah.
Very cool. So tell me about the workouts, practicing, things like that. It can't be easy. I've done laps before and I can't last. I mean, you guys have got to do this all the time. Tell me about it.
We start training basically as soon as school starts, and we even sometimes train in the summer. And the practices are about 2 hours long. We stretch before and after because injuries are very common in swim, like people tear their shoulders.
Okay.
So, and then sometimes if you're in athletics for seventh hour, we go to the weight room and work out. We do what we call dry land workout around the deck and stuff like that.
Can you kind of explain the dry land workout?
We do workouts to like strengthen our core and our legs because kicking is very important in swimming.
Yeah.
We also do workouts to make sure our shoulders are strong because, like I said, there's a lot of shoulder injuries.
Okay. So dang. Okay. So it's mostly preventative, but also kind of helps you to excel in your sport.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. So can you tell me about, and I read the application that you sent in, and you said that it had helped you tremendously socially. So can you kind of explain what it was like maybe before to after, you know, the sport?
Well, when I was in, basically, before I joined some team in 11th grade, I was very shy, and I didn't like talking to people that I didn't know. But then I came back in 11th grade, and I joined the team, and the coach made me captain. And I didn't know what to do. I wasn't expecting to become captain. And so I had to learn how to step up and make speeches to people that were, you know, not used to me. And I had to learn how to, like, make them listen to me and stuff. And so that translated over into my school life, and I started talking to more people and taking charge sometimes.
So he kind of just threw you into the mix like that.
Yeah.
So you had to get up in front of your teammates, and what'd you do? Motivate them, kind of lead them, direct them?
Well, I would try and make sure that like everyone's doing okay. So I'd like say like, hey guys, you need to come listen to me. I need y'all to start focusing on this because we got a really big meet coming up and stuff like that.
Okay. So you're essentially giving me a little example, right? So what would you, can you, and I know this is somewhat on the lighter side of things, but you go, you know, hey, I've got the snacks. How do you approach your team like that?
I just, like before practice, I'd say, is anyone hungry? I've got extra granola bars. Do you need a water bottle?
Very cool.
Stuff like that.
Wow. I needed you on my team. That's what I needed. So a big part of being an athlete is making sure that you're responsible in school. You've been able to do that. You were actually graduated in the top of your class, right? Top 20?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you tell me about the work ethic that you put towards school while still swimming?
I would always try to make sure I got my schoolwork done. And sometimes I did schoolwork on the bus on the way to meets. I would come home and I would do homework from until like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I also work as a lifeguard. So I'd be doing work at the natatorium while I wasn't on stand and stuff like that. So I always made sure everything was done.
So you had two points of influence for your school. Very, very big points of influence. One was competition with your twin brother, correct?
Yes.
And one was the fact that your mom is in the education system, right?
Yeah.
So can you tell me about the influence that they've had on you and helping you, not just in school, but mainly just in life?
My brother and I are very competitive. If we get a test back, and we're usually in the same classes, so if we get a test back, we're always like, what'd you get?
Okay.
I got better and stuff like that. So we just always are like pushing each other and stuff, and it's been really helpful for me because I feel like if I didn't have him there, I wouldn't work as hard. My mom has always expected the best out of me, and I don't want to disappoint my mom. So I've always worked really hard in school and stuff and tried to do her proud and stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, and that's also really good. And we're going to get into, you know, some advice you're going to have for students and things like that here in just a bit. But I've got to know about your future plans. Obviously, we, you know, are giving you this scholarship for your future, which is this upcoming semester, hopefully, you know, leaking into the next semester. What are your future plans?
I'm going to go to New Mexico State University in Las Cruces. I plan on majoring in elementary education because it runs in the family, and I love little kids and stuff.
Okay, so that's cool. And then why did you choose Las Cruces? Why did you choose New Mexico State?
I visited New Mexico State a few times, and I really liked the feeling of the town, and I could tell that people there were really nice, and so I just decided to go there.
Are you excited for anything in particular?
I'm just excited to meet new people and see how college goes.
So that's the difference right there, right? So swim, beforehand it would have been, I'm excited for school. Now it's, I'm excited to see people, meet people, all that stuff. That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. Okay, so a couple things for you. We're going to go ahead and obviously we awarded you the scholarship. Can you tell us about kind of what you plan to use it for?
I'll be using it to buy books.
Okay.
I heard they're really expensive.
They definitely are. Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, hopefully that'll help you solve a little bit of that problem. Okay, so I got to mention the fact that we are sponsored by Kaleidoscoops Ice Cream and More, Constructors, Inc., Albertsons Market, Fashion Eyeworks, and Bowen Insurance. Rachel, could you give us a little bit of advice for young students that are hoping to, you know, be awarded scholarships, be able to juggle their social life with school and excel at it?
I would just say don't take on more than you can handle, because that is a surefire way to fail. Okay. Also, like, always focus on what you like. If you do something you don't like, you're not going to do well at it. So.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Before we get into the shout outs, because I want to go ahead and let you mention your family and friends and things like that, I got to know about things that you do outside of swim and school, you know, and planning for your future. You know, it's summertime. What are you doing for fun?
I'm lifeguarding.
Ah, okay. So you're working.
Yeah. I also teach some lessons in the morning. So that's really fun. I get to hang out with little kids, and then that's about it.
So what do you, so you're teaching them just how to stay above water? You're teaching them how to swim? How does that even work?
Well, I teach 3 to 5 year olds. So we try and teach them like how to stay safe in the water and how to start swimming. But we don't have a lot learn how to swim because they're so small.
Okay. And just to kind of get into the personal things and stuff like that, are you watching anything? Anything particular stand out to you on Netflix or on TV or anything that interests you?
I really like Harry Potter and superheroes. I love superheroes. So,
are you a big reader?
Oh, I'm a huge reader. I love reading.
So you read Harry Potter before watching it?
Yeah.
You have to, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. And then what about comics? Do you get into comics as well?
I have a few comics. I don't have as many as I'd like, but it's hard to find them out here.
So let me get into your movie preference, because you're saying Harry Potter's one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, you got to check out the one in Orlando.
Went there.
Did you go?
Yeah, because really? I went on my senior trip. It was really cool. They have 2 really cool rides, and I got to try Butterbeer and all that cool stuff.
Tell me about Butterbeer. What's it like?
It was really cool. It was like butterscotch, basically, flavored. So it was really cool.
And what was it? Was it like carbonated? Was it like a juice?
Yeah, it was like butter. It was like soda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Wow. Okay. So you're experiencing life. I love it. That's great. Okay. And then as far as superhero movies go, what do you think? What's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero is probably Captain America.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you actually get a chance to watch Infinity War this summer?
I did.
What'd you think about it?
Very intense. I was not happy with the ending.
No, nobody is, right? And we don't want to spoil anything, so we won't give it away if you haven't seen it. But definitely go see it if you haven't, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I got to know about some other things that you do as well. You participated in choir.
Yes.
So you've got the voice of an angel, right?
No.
So tell me, what was your role in choir?
I was in alto. I was in choir up until 10th grade, and I didn't have time for it later on, so I really enjoyed it. I love singing, but I'm not amazing.
Where does karaoke come into play here? Does it come into play at all?
No.
No, you don't do karaoke?
No, I prefer to be in a large group.
Okay, okay. So when it comes to your music selection, are you still kind of inclined to that? Like, you like to listen to bands and people that have multiple voices, or do you like solo artists
too? I prefer solo artists.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's your favorite?
Probably Shawn Mendes or Taylor Swift.
Okay. So you're okay. Very cool. Do they have songs together at all? I'm kind of off on that.
No, they
don't.
Song.
Okay. They don't.
That'd be
cool. So maybe soon.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
What about concerts? Do you get into concerts?
I've never been to a concert.
Never been to a concert.
It's very sad.
You're going to have to check one out for sure. All right, Rachel, let's get into shout outs. Do you have any shout outs that you'd like to give to family, friends, or anybody that helped you along the way?
I just want to thank my brother for always pushing me, and I want to thank my family for always supporting me and helping me throughout life.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for being an awesome, outstanding, and model student and athlete here in Carlsbad. And I wish you the very best luck in Las Cruces at New Mexico State.
Thank you.
Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.